seems like every day's the same, and I'm left to discover on my own. It seems like everything is gray, and there's no color to behold. They say it's over, and I'm fine again. You try to stay sober, feels like I'm dying here. And I am aware now of how everything's gonna be fine. One day too late, I'm in hell. I am prepared now, seems everyone's gonna be fine. One day too late, just as well. Dreaming makes fire, and there's no one left to blame at all. I hear you label me a liar, 'cause I can't seem to get this through. You say it's over, I can sigh. Try to stay sober when I'm dying here. And I am aware now of how everything's gonna be fine. One day too late, I'm in hell. I am prepared now, seems everyone's gonna be fine. One day too late, just so. Never gonna get away, and I'm not scared now, no, and I'm not scared now, no. So yeah, I am aware now of how everything's gonna be fine. One day to
you know, we love to make a binary contradiction of what is selfish for me and what is selfless for others. What is selfish for us, what is selfless for others. I propose we don't make those a contradiction. I propose there's a place where what we do for ourselves selfishly can also be what's best for the most amount of others selflessly. I propose there's a place in the decision-making paradigm that what we do that is the best for the most amount of others is also the most selfish choice for us. If we think about life as an infinite game, if you think about if we have children, if we think about the next generation, doing things to invest in their future, isn't that quite a selfish act? It is for me as a father, for my children. It is for us as parents. It is for us who have a long view, if we can tap into it, of, hey, how can we leave this place a little better than we found it? It's a selfless choice, is the most selfish choice, and vice versa.
Welcome to the Bartender's Jukebox Podcast. On this episode, you're going to hear all kinds of music. I kind of put in a lot of strings on this playlist throughout this podcast today, from guitars to symphony and stuff like that. So I hope you guys are going to enjoy that. It's been a few weeks. or a little, a few episodes. I don't know what I'm saying right now. I want to say it's been a little while since I've made a new episode. So here I am, back in action, back on the saddle, and ready to create some more content for y'all. Thank you again for sticking with my podcast here, the ones that are supporting it. I greatly appreciate you. Much love. I got a bunch of news of the weird stories, a few cocktail recipes lined up in this podcast, and I also have a speech by Denzel Washington. So stick around for that. It's a good one. And I did really dig Matt's life advice, or Matt's advice, Matthew McConaughey's advice there, how I started off the show. So, again, I've said this before in past podcasts and stuff like that. Be sure to follow the Bartender's Jukebox on Facebook. I have so much more content I put on there too, from different live streams and stuff that you can check out. Different interviews or local bands or concerts I've been to that I post up stuff daily. And now you're able to send stars too. Like, that's awesome. You can help, like, you can help me keep creating content in one way or another. I do this in my spare time, and it's a little bit of supplemental income for me. Nothing major or anything like that, but it helps me just be able to create stuff and put it up there for you. Some of my stuff's rants, some of my stuff may be motivational for you. I don't know. But like I said, you can support if you like, and I greatly appreciate that. So the stars button is on Facebook for all of my live stream stuff that you can link up there if you really want to. And I would greatly appreciate that. Again, huge thank you for the ones that are supporting. Shout out to Scott again. You are the man. So let's get right into this podcast right now and start off with some music. Up next, I have the drink recipe for The Godfather. This one's pretty simple, so let's get right into it. It's going to be 2 ounces of Scotch whiskey and a 1/2 ounce of amaretto. You're basically going to pour your ingredients over ice, stir them probably for about a good, 20 seconds, and then strain over some your ice of your choice, and you can garnish it with a lime or a cherry, and enjoy. And that is the Godfather recipe. And up next, what shall we do? This one here is called Brain Duster. And it's going to take 1 ounce rye whiskey, 1 ounce absinthe, 1 ounce Italian vermouth, and 1 dash of Angostura bitters. Stir all the ingredients over ice, and then strain into a cocktail glass. Up next, we're going to go a classic Rob Roy. You're going to take 2 ounces of blended Scotch whiskey, 1 ounce Italian vermouth, and 2 ounces of Angostura bitters. Also, again, pour over ice, stir, and then strain into your glass of choice and enjoy. I would recommend probably doing a lemon peel with that. And one more here. This one is called the Emerald. You're going to take 2 ounces Irish whiskey, 1 ounce Italian vermouth, and 1 dash orange bitters. You're going to pour it over ice, stir it, and then strain into your glass of choice. All right, and that is your recipes for today. Like I always say, stay thirsty and cheers.
Someday I'll be back. looking out in the Emmy across my face, way down back. So I grab my 45 and I say, let's get out. Hey, oh, 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 oh. So I open the door, what you care for? Said I'm wandering down this road 44. And I said, I've been walking for about 1,000 years. Well, and my feet are growing tired.
I love my honey.
So this past week, we had a Halloween party at work and events over that weekend as well. So if you head over to the Facebook page, you can definitely check out some of the photos I put into a reel and see all the crazy costumes and joyous fun. I also have live streams of some of the music we've had where we work. And, you know, share the wealth, share the sound of music. And please follow the Facebook page. I'd greatly appreciate it. And if you want to see all the content on the Facebook page daily, I do post there daily. Just hit the follow button and then hit follow first. It'll definitely come up in your newsfeed daily. And you'll be able to keep up with all like the live streams and stuff I'm doing. And different videos I'm taking of music or whatever. Or if I'm at a wrestling event, you know, it's any of the videos I'm there. Or just shooting the shit with anybody that's out there going through anything, you know. Like I said before, we've had the Depression Podcast, and I'm more than happy to keep staying on this topic day in and day out. It is one of those things that, because of my brother, like I said in the past, will always stay with me, and I am here for anybody that definitely needs to listen, or somebody to listen to. You know, we're all in this together. We're brothers and sisters, and just keep our heads up. But like I said, go back to the Facebook page and check out all the content I've posted up there. And like I said, you can see some of the crazy costumes. And you might even come across any local bands or something like that that I've posted up on my page, being local here in Pennsylvania. So it's something you might not have heard of before. We had Flux Capacitor. And you might have heard of them. I know they played Bonnaroo at one time, but they are they got like a nice funky, jammy, hippie-ish sound, I would say. And they rocked the joint, and everybody had just such a good time. We also have an event with them coming up again. They call it Fluxmas, and years in the past, what they would do is they would take or play an album straight through right around Christmas time. And from what I've seen in the live streams, it was absolutely amazing. I can't wait to see it firsthand this year. That'll be a really, really good time. And I know right now with the holidays and stuff like that, sometimes it can be stressful on people. And, you know, it can bring people down as well. Just know that there are people out there to, you know, care, hang out. And I know some people just don't like the holidays in general, and I completely understand that as well. But for me personally, Thanksgiving coming up, I mean, all I can say is turkey. Give me that turkey and gravy, slathered over some mashed potatoes, corn, mac and cheese. Oh man, and just whip it all together like a big old mashed potato bowl. Just goodness, deliciousness that's gonna harden my arteries and probably triple my high blood pressure. But you know what? It's enjoyable. I'm all about that comfort food. I could do that kind of stuff year-round. Meatloaf, mashed potatoes, roast beef, mashed potatoes, and corn. I absolutely love my comfort food. Sometimes I want to be adventurous, too, and step out of the box, but comfort's always my go-to. If you want, post up on the Facebook page, or I will have a poll going on. You can comment what are some of your favorite holiday foods. Like I said, mine's is the good old turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, and corn. I like stuffing too. It just depends on whose stuffing it is. Now I know for Christmas we used to do a Christmas goose at one time when my dad was still at home. That was always something to look forward to. So if you have any kind of holiday traditions you do, or special meals that you do during the holidays, please feel free to let me know or let anybody know on the Bartender's Jukebox page and on Facebook. And like I said, remember to follow, share it, and let everybody know. Your mother, brother, sister, cousin, neighbor. Just tell them to follow it. Follow the Bartender's Jukebox. Hit that follow button. Make sure you hit it first so you can see all the great content. So just talking about the holidays, looking back in throughout your life, what is one thing that a gift that you, I'd say as a kid, the one toy or whatever gift that you wanted that you just never got? For me, it was the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier. That was the one I wanted the most. That thing was freaking ridiculously huge. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to play a few more tracks here. And, you know, then we'll talk later again.
Sorry, y'all. That's some beautiful shit right there, man. I'm just saying, man. LA, I know y'all know this song, man. I know you know this song. So if y'all don't mind, I need y'all help, man. This is gonna be on camera, man. So I need everybody to participate, all right? It's real simple. I'm gonna sing the melody to you, and I want you to sing it back to me, okay? La, 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 la. One, two, ready, go. Wow. La, 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 la. Come on, one, two, ready, go. Y'all sound wonderful, man. La, 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 la. Last time, one, two, ready, go. La, 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 la. LA, y'all sound the fucking best, man. Wow, 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 wow.
Love.
Just a reminder, my friends, I always say this, I know I said it in a previous podcast, the ways of the world right now, depression is a motherfucker, and let's be real, you know, if you gotta talk to somebody, get it out there and talk to somebody. I've said it in my past podcasts, and trust me, you're gonna feel a lot better in the end. It's gonna make you so calm and peaceful inside, more than what you would ever think before. Don't be the tough guy, don't hold it in. It's okay to let it out. Nobody thinks you're crazy. We all have those breakdown moments. We all self-doubt ourselves. Just know today is your day, and you got this no matter what. You're here to tell about it, and I am so glad that you are listening to this podcast right now. So thank you so much, and always keep your head up. And if anybody ever needs to talk, hit me up here on the Bartender's Jukebox, and you know, I'll be more than happy to listen.
You made a fool of me, but the broken dreams have got to
hey.
That's a cold dude back there, y'all. Well, I didn't mean to take up all y'all sweet time L.A. Yeah. I see you over there, Chuck. I see you over there, Chuck. Thank you.
Today's news of the weird. The Loch Ness Monster might just be a giant eel, and more of this week's weirdest news. DNA hints the Loch Ness Monster might be a giant eel. A scientist who collected DNA from Scotland's Loch Ness suggests that the lake's fabled monster might be a giant eel. Neil Gemmell from the University of Otago in New Zealand says the project found a surprisingly high amount of eel DNA in the water. He cautioned that it's not clear whether that indicates a gigantic eel or just a lot of little ones. But he said at a news conference in Scotland on Thursday that the idea of a giant eel is at least plausible. The DNA project found no evidence to support the notion that the monster is a long-necked ancient reptile called Plesiosaurus. Loch Ness is the largest and second deepest body of freshwater in the British Isles. Next, burglar cooks breakfast, tells residents, go back to sleep. I don't know how I'd feel about this one, but let's get into it. Safety Harbor, Florida. Authorities say a burglar broke into a Florida home, cooked himself an early morning meal, and told the resident there, go back to sleep. The home's occupant told investigators he awoke to discover the man cooking and eating sometime after 4 a.m. Tuesday. The burglar ran from the house when the resident called 911. Deputies from the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office tracked down the suspect in a wooded and swampy area behind the home. Deputies said Gavin Krim, a 19-year-old Marine, allegedly entered the home through an unlocked rear door. An arrest report mentioned that the suspect may have been under the influence of alcohol. All right, what else do we have here in News of the Weird? Man calls police demanding they return his stolen pot. Sharonville, Ohio, a man confused about Ohio drug laws, has called a police department demanding that officers return the small amount of marijuana they stole from him. Reports say the man told a Sharonville police dispatcher in explicitive laced call Tuesday that it's legal to possess 100 grams, 3.5 ounces of marijuana, and the amount officer seized was just 4 grams, 0.14 ounces. Sharonville police posted a recording of the call on their Facebook page. The suburban Cincinnati department noted, people may be a bit in the weeds, so we would like to take this opportunity to clear the haze. While some Ohio cities have decriminalized pot, it remains illegal in the state. Sharonville police said they don't make the rules, but must uphold them. Aye, aye, aye. I don't know what I got for that one. All right, here's the next one. Intoxicated Utah woman called police to report drunk driver. Woods Cross, Utah. A Utah woman has been sentenced to jail time after calling 911 to report a possible drunk driver while she was intoxicated. Court documents show 32-year-old Brianna Dawn Hernandez called police on August 16th to report a possible drunk driver in Woods Cross. Aye, aye, aye. When police pressed her for more information, the woman gave her own license plate and started laughing on the phone. Police arrested Hernandez and charged her with a DUI and having an open container in her vehicle. Officers found an almost empty bottle of Fireball whiskey in her car. Hernandez pleaded guilty on Tuesday to the DUI charge. She will serve 12 days in jail and be on probation for 12 months. Aye, aye, aye. That is just... What? What? And that is your news of the weird.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. Nelson Mandela said, there is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living. Now, I'm sure in your experiences in school and applying to college and picking your major and deciding what you want to do with life, I'm sure people have told you to make sure you have something to fall back on. Make sure you got something to fall back on, honey. But I never understood that concept, having something to fall back on. If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything. I want to fall forward. I figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit. Without consistency, you'll never finish. So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances. Don't be afraid to fail. There's an old IQ test was 9 dots, and you had to draw 5 lines with a pencil within these 9 dots without lifting the pencil. The only way to do it was to go outside the box. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Don't be afraid to fail big, to dream big. But remember, dreams without goals are just dreams. Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Fall forward. Every failed experiment is one step closer to success. You've got to take risks, and I'm sure you've probably heard that before, but I want to talk to you about why that's so important. You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something. There's no doubt about it. And I know that's probably not a traditional message for a graduation ceremony, but hey, I'm telling you, embrace it, because it's inevitable. In the acting business, you fail all the time. Early on in my career, I auditioned for a part in a Broadway musical. Perfect role for me, I thought, except for the fact that I can't sing. I didn't get the job. But here's the thing. I didn't quit. I didn't fall back. I walked out of there to prepare for the next audition, and the next audition, and the next audition. I prayed. But I continued to fail and fail and fail. But it didn't matter, because you know what? There's an old saying, you hang around the barbershop long enough, sooner or later you're gonna get a haircut. So you will catch a break, and I did catch a break. Last year, I did a play called Fences on Broadway. But here's the kicker. It was at the Court Theater. It was at the same theater that I failed that first audition 30 years prior. The point is, every graduate here today has the training and the talent to succeed. But do you have the guts to fail? If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. So imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of...
Don't forget to check out Nelly's Artistic Creations for all your artistic needs. Looking for a special occasion for a friend, family, or loved one. Be sure to check out Nelly's artistic creations on all social media and her website on BigCartel.com. That is Nelly's artistic creations. And with the holiday season coming up, a nice piece of art will always cheer the soul.
The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes? I just got back from South Africa. It's a beautiful country, but there are places there with terrible poverty that need help. And Africa's just the tip of the iceberg. The Middle East needs your help. Japan needs your help. Alabama needs your help. Tennessee needs your help. Louisiana needs your help. Philadelphia needs your help. The world needs a lot, and we need it from you. We really do. We need it from you young people. I mean, I'm not speaking for the rest of us up here, but I know I'm getting a little grayer. We need it from you, the young people, because remember this. You got to get out there. You got to give it everything you got, whether it's your time, your talent, your prayers, or your treasures. What are you going to do with what you have? I'm not talking about how much you have. Some of you are business majors. Some of you are theologians, nurses, sociologists. Some of you have money. Some of you have patience. Some of you have kindness. Some of you have love. Some of you have the gift of long suffering. Whatever it is, whatever your gift is, what are you going to do with what you have? All right, now here's my last point about failure. Sometimes it's the best way to figure out where you're going. Your life will never be a straight path. I began at Fordham University as a pre-med student. I took a course called the cardiac morphogenesis. I couldn't read it, I couldn't say it, I sure couldn't pass it. So then I decided to go into pre-law, then journalism. And with no academic focus, my grades took off in their own direction. I was a 1.8 GPA. And the university very politely suggested that it might be better to take some time off. I was 20 years old. I was at my lowest point. And then one day, and I remember the exact day, March 27th, 1975, I was helping my mother in her beauty shop. My mother owned a beauty shop up in Mount Vernon. And there was this older woman who was considered one of the elders in the town. And I didn't know her personally, but
hey guys, I just want to give a quick shout out to the Deluxe Podcast Edition. If you like all things podcasts and different kind of unique interviews, definitely check those guys out. Another podcast to check out is the Three Beards of Wrestling. If you're into indie wrestling, pro wrestling, all kinds of wrestling talk, definitely check out the Three Beards of Wrestling podcast. That is my shameless promos for the rest of this episode, so enjoy the rest.
I didn't know her personally, but I was looking in the mirror, and every time I looked at the mirror, I could see her behind me, and she was staring at me. She just kept looking at me. Every time I looked at her, she kept giving me these strange looks. So she finally took the dryer off her head and said something I'll never forget. She said, "Young boy, I have a prophecy, a spiritual prophecy." She said, "You are going to travel the world and speak to millions of people." And in the years that followed, just as that woman prophesied, I have traveled the world and I have spoken to millions of people through my movies. Millions who up till this day couldn't see me, I couldn't see while I was talking to them, and they couldn't see me, they could only see the movie. They couldn't see the real me. But I see you today, and I'm encouraged by what I see.
and I'm strengthened by what I see. Because taking risk is not just about going for a job. It's also about knowing what you know and what you don't know. It's about being open to people and to ideas. The chances you take, the people you meet, the people you love, the faith that you have, that's what's going to define you. Never be discouraged. Never hold back. Give everything you got. And when you fall throughout life, remember this. Fall forward.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Bartender's Jukebox Podcast. I am about ready to sign off here for this episode. Thank you again for all your support. It is amazing, and I've gotten some great feedback on a lot of the stuff I've been doing here. From some of the depression help and tips and stuff like that. People reaching out. Or even some of the cocktail recipes I put out there. I've had people reach out and say thank you for some of the stuff that you've talked about with the service industry. I can only tell you about my life experiences, you know. And some of it might just be my own personal views. And sometimes you might agree with them, sometimes you don't. I don't know. Yeah. But I guess that's why we are who we are as human beings. And we can be individuals and all that great stuff. So, I just want to say thank you again for supporting me. It's always fun putting these together for you guys. So, like I always say, stay thirsty for music, that stay thirsty for life, and stay thirsty for new experiences. Live life. Enjoy it to the fullest as best you can. Cheers.
Thank y'all so much. My name is Eric J.